This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 375 and three quarters, down 1¾. May corn, 383 and three quarters, down 1¾. July corn, 391 and three quarters, down 1¾. March soybeans, 1007 and three quarters, down 8¼. May soybeans, 1010 and three quarters, down 8. July soybeans, 1015 and a quarter, down 7¾. March wheat, 497 and three quarters, down 8. May wheat, 497 and a quarter, down 6½. July wheat, 501 and three quarters, down 6½. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois winter grain prices ended lower on Wednesday afternoon. With rumors of the trucker strike in Brazil weakening and harvest resuming, soybean values also weakened. And in northern and western Illinois on Wednesday, winter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 1 to 2 cents at 351 to 371, while soybean bids were 8 to 9 lower at 978 to 998. In central Illinois, winter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 2 cents at 344 to 373. Soybean bids were 8 to 9 lower at 984 to 1018. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 cents at 360 to 377. Soybean bids fell 8 to 9 cents at 989 to 10¼, with the wheat bids down 8 to 10 cents at $4 to 480. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 cents lower at 10.14 to 10.23. Basis steady, range from 6 to 15 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $370.50 to $380.50. That's down $6.40 a ton, with basis steady, range from 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents lower at 378 to 385, with basis steady ranging from 2 to 9 over the March. Illinois river barge letting elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 lower at 368 to 376, basis steady to 1 cent lower at 8 under to option March. Soybeans down 8 cents range from 1015 to 1022, basis also steady today range from 7 to 14 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 395 to 396. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 7 to 11 cents with quotations at 1050 to 1051. Soft red wheat down 8 cents at 498 to 518, while the Milo ended mixed on Wednesday at 461 to 463. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 361 to 379. New crop soybean bids at 933 to 947. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 364 to 379. New crop soybean bids at 949 to 967. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from 368 to 384. New crop soybean bids at 929 to 962. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 461 up to 490. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 158.35, up $1.70. April live cattle, 146.85, up $1.27. June live cattle, 140.07, up $1.15. March feeder cattle, 196.97, up $1.37. April feeder cattle, 195.85, up $1.22. May feeder cattle, 195.57, up $1.25. April lean hogs, 69.32, up 75 cents. May lean hogs, 81.90, up $2.85. June lean hogs, 83.97, up a dollar. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Wednesday, the 25th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.49 higher in the range of $55 to $67, with the weighted average carcass price of $64.87. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 28, 4 to 5 weights 25 to 31, 5 to 6 weights 27 to 33, and 6 weights and up 32 to 36. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $35 to $43. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,287. And now for the report from United Producers Livestock Auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 419 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 157 to 165.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 146 to 153. And choice slaughter heifers, 153.50. to 164. Now from the Fairview sale barn, they had receipts of 209 head, starting with choice slaughter steers. They were 150.50 to 164.50, select and choice 155.50 to 157.50, choice slaughter Holstein steers 144 to 145, and choice slaughter heifers 158 to 164. Moving on to the slaughter cows, they had some premiums bringing 130 to 136 with high dressing at 146. Breakers were 114 to 120, high dressing 122 to 123. Boners were 110 to 119, and high dressing 120 to 129. Leans were 84.50 to 90.50 with the high dressing at $100. Slaughter bulls under 1,650 pounds were 147 to 154.50. Bulls weighing 1,700 pounds on up were 127 to 133 with some high dressing at 139. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 156 to 157. And on a dress basis, 250 to 252. Heifers on a live basis were 156 to 157. And on a dress basis, 252. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 506 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $69.47. That was $1.53 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $246.49, that was $225 higher, with select carcasses at $244.93, that was $228 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at $101,000, that compared to $99,000 last week, and $114,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at $406,000. That compared to $424,000 last week and $424,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Just recently announced, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service has extended the deadline for new enrollments in the Conservation Stewardship Program for the fiscal year 2015. Agricultural and forestry producers interested in participating in the program can submit applications to their local NRCS field office through March 13th. Illinois State Conservationist Ivan Dozier hopes the extended deadline encourages more new enrollments in this conservation program. Applications for Midwest Dairy Association Illinois Division scholarships and summer internship with the organization are due March 6th. The $1,000 scholarships are offered to family members of dairy farmers in Illinois whose checkoff is directed to Midwest Dairy Association, which delivers dairy promotion programs across 10 states, including Illinois. The family must have an active dairy during 2015. The dairy producer, his or her spouse, children, or grandchildren are eligible, but awards are limited to one per family. A winner may apply in subsequent years. The student must be full-time at an accredited institution, but the scholarships do apply for any college major or degree. Midwest Dairy's Illinois internship is awarded to a college student interested in communications, public relations, marketing, food science, or agribusiness. During the summer, the student must locate near Springfield and be available to assist with duties that include Midwest Dairy's operations at the Illinois State Fair. The intern must be a student in or a permanent resident of Midwest Dairy's 10-state area. Both the scholarship and internship applications can be downloaded at MidwestDairyCheckoff.com. This week is National FFA Week. Illinois State FFA President Cody Morris and Illinois State FFA Secretary Renee Kinzinger were in the station to discuss the FFA organization and their experiences as state officers. So far, Morris and Kinzinger both agree that their time as state FFA officers has been very rewarding.
It's hard to even explain what this year's been like, Angela. It's gone by so fast. Feels like yesterday we were elected, but then again, it feels like we've met so many people and traveled to so many places. Just an incredible opportunity being able to represent the FFA members of the state.
I'm definitely going to go with Cody that it's gone by fast, but it's been awesome. It's been inspiring to get to travel around the state and see those young FFA members that are just so excited to be a part of this organization. It's been inspiring. It's been eye-opening. It's been awesome. There's not any other way to describe it.
Their duties are far from over. Morris says the next few months are going to keep the officers busy planning for the state convention and working with various state chapters.
In these next 4 months before convention, kind of like the whole year, just trying to inspire those FFA members throughout the state. FFA banquets are coming up, chapter banquets, and being able to talk to the local members and hopefully inspire them there.
With this being FFA Week, Morris took time to highlight what he believes the purpose of the organization is.
This organization, we focus mainly on premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. Some might ask, you know, what does that mean? We're hopefully just producing better advocates for the agriculture industry into the future. So that's hopefully our mission and the purpose of FFA.
High school students around the state and across the nation have the opportunity to join FFA, which currently has over 540,000 members nationwide. Part of this membership success can be attributed to FFA branching out into something more than an organization for students from farm families. Kinzinger and Morris explained that there is something for everyone in FFA.
I definitely think that FFA is for just about anybody. You don't just have to be involved in agriculture. So I would encourage anybody that is in high school to get involved in FFA. For me, I was a very shy freshman and I wasn't interested really in doing any extras, but I got pushed into it by my siblings and it ended up breaking me out of my shell and giving me a place to kind of fit in and be myself in high school. So I would definitely encourage members or new high school students to get involved in FFA and just try it out, because I believe there's a spot in this organization for just about anybody.
I just agree completely. You got to find what you want to do. So FFA might not be for everybody, but I can promise there's something within the organization that you might like that you don't know.
Members of the FFA organization have the opportunity to obtain various leadership roles from the chapter level all the way to the national level. For students looking to do more with their FFA experience, Morris and Kinzinger had some tips for stepping into a leadership role and touched on what it's like once you're in one.
When you step into a leadership role, I think it changes how you see or how you go about things. It's not so much about yourself anymore, and I think that's what something I've learned throughout FFA. So often you're asked to do things for yourself, go to competitions, compete individually, but when you step into those leadership roles, you represent more than yourself. You represent the entire association and organization, and I think that is I would encourage a lot of people to try it. It's humbling to know that you represent a lot of other people other than yourself.
I definitely agree with that about it being humbling, and I just think that it's a good opportunity to give back to the organization. I know that FFA gave me a lot of leadership skills, and it taught me a lot about agriculture, and so I wanted the chance to give that back to the organization and be able to encourage more members to get involved and learn the same great things that I did. So I definitely would encourage anybody to take the opportunity to take a leadership role.
Again, that was Illinois State FFA President Cody Morris and Illinois State FFA Secretary Renee Kinzinger talking about the FFA organization during this National FFA Week. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.